tonight we learn the best way to get ham out of bed sheets, what Otha considers reasonable, and why Zita never gets invited to sleepovers.
Welcome back, my friends, to Girl Genius Radio Theater, where every week we bring you exciting new stories of adventure, romance, and mad science.
Tonight's production of Girl Genius Radio Theater features Airship Entertainment's Galvanic Players in The Sleepy Clank, Part 2.
If you'd like to know more about Agatha Heterdyne and the world of Girl Genius, go to girlgenius.net.
By mad science, Pauly. Certain people known as Sparks amongst themselves and mad boys and the cursed and the bastard in the castle up on the hill to everyone else are able to twist the laws of science as we know them to create monstrosities and abominations that they can send forth to do their bidding, usually wreaking great havoc on those innocents who stand in their way. But there's only one person who aids the downtrodden peasant and the cowering villager alike. One person who has the strength and fortitude to defy the forces of mad evil running unchecked upon the earth. One person who is a shining beacon of hope to all. Otha Tryggvason! Gentleman Adventurer! And his plucky assistant, Agatha Heterdyne, Girl Genius.
That little speech is the first thing you do every day.
It's what gets me out of bed on those cold winter mornings.
I'll get you out of bed one piece at a time!
Government.ox, it was my mama's.
I assure you, Agatha, nothing untoward happened between us. Otha Tryggvason is not in the habit of taking advantage of the inebriated.
Just the gullible.
It sounds like it's a bad thing.
Well, all right. You may be a psychotic, homicidal, manic, depressive sociopath with delusions of godhood, but I do have to admit you've always been a gentleman.
It's what it says on my card.
All of it.
If I wasn't, I'd have to get new cards printed.
So what are you doing here?
Surely you jest. I hear reports of a crazed spark causing death and destruction in the area. Naturally, I'd come to reason with him. Imagine my delighted surprise when I found out that you'd reasoned with him for me!
Actually, all we did was run around screaming until he was destroyed by an India rubber plant.
You can't get much more reasonable than that!
So what's this clank next to the bed here for?
I'm sorry, but that's not one of mine. Agatha built it last night.
Yeah, I got that. Do you remember why?
I assume you were inspired by the story I was telling you about how I single-handedly defeated the armies of the Green Oracle of Liechtenstein, who had brainwashed all of her troops into thinking that they were hunting down a dangerous lunatic. Naturally, I wanted to avoid harming any innocents, but as there were no infants in the Oracle's army, I felt free to slaughter.
Somehow I don't think that was it.
But he was just getting to a good part. Well, so we can figure out what's for? What's the big deal? We can just leave it here when we leave, can't we?
Leave an unknown clank behind.
A clank built by Agatha.
Well, she was drunk.
And being forced to listen to Othar. So what happened when she was finished with it?
Actually, I think I fell asleep before I finished the story.
You what?
Well, I have heard it before.
And here I thought it would get better every time.
We are not leaving this thing behind until we figure out what it's for. We shall have to conduct a series of experiments to determine this.
I once had a problem like this!
Really?
Indeed! I had just liquefied the villainous Professor Hong, who had left behind a so-called doomsday device. I had to construct over 100 mechanical copies myself before I was able to deactivate the device's defenses. When I actually flicked it on, what I thought was the device's off switch, I suddenly realized that several weeks had passed since I'd first discovered it. It was only then that I realized that Professor Hong must have constructed a crude time machine, which had catapulted me into the future.
Oh, God. I don't know if we need to be that elaborate. Let's start with something simple. I built it last night, and then I went to bed. What would I want a giant battle clank for?
Shoot out the lights? No, no, they're undamaged.
To battle your nightmares? The nightmares where you construct giant death-dealing machines that kill everyone you've ever known and loved before laying waste to the known world and turn on you in a final orgy of self-loathing?
Zitha? There's a reason you're not invited to the bi-monthly Sparky Girl slumber parties anymore.
Well, I thought it was that game of spin the centrifuge when I...
Mystery Clank!
Maybe you just wanted to snuggle up to cold, headless killing machine. Well, come on, who wouldn't?
No. I have to believe that there's a scientific method to my madness. Let's walk through it. Othar's talking. I'm very tired, but I build this machine. I finish, crawl into bed like this. Pull up the covers. Close my eyes.
Nothing. You know, she was in bed with Othar.
True. Maybe it's a chaperone clank. That would explain the ordinance.
It would explain why it has yet to activate.
Easy enough to test. Othar, why don't you grab Agatha and try to... Don't even think about it.
I agree. Agatha. Perhaps Agatha?
She's asleep?
Well, she had a busy night.
Like the rest of us didn't? Okay, students, I'm
here! You have attempted to awaken the mistress. Any further attempt to do so will not be tolerated.
That's a big gun!
I'm more impressed by all the knives.
Is she always this cranky if she doesn't get enough sleep?
That's a good question. Hey, mister, I've got a question for you.
You will be forever silent.
Will Agatha ever get a peaceful night's sleep? Will her friends be around to see it? They heard about the parade, even now coming up to the castle driveway.
Ow!
Be sure to tune in again, quietly, for the next exciting episode of Agatha Has Nine.
For more adventure, romance, and mad science, read the Eisner Award-nominated Girl Genius comic book. New pages are made available every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at girlgenius.net. This radio play is released under the Creative Commons No Derivatives license, which means that you can play it at parties. You can even give copies of it to your friends, but you can't sell it, and you can't make your own productions. Girl Genius is a registered trademark of Studio Folio, LLC.